Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Let's continue with my teaching titled, The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit. This teaching is an in-depth study of the book of Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience and hear about daily. People in general are operating by their ungodly thoughts and emotions and lashing out at others for no apparent reason. Satan has persuaded these individuals to act out their aggression on the innocent and those weaker than themselves. Rarely do we hear reported on the news about individuals who have demonstrated acts of kindness or compassion on behalf of others. Listener, you may be in a hurting situation and feeling isolated, but unfortunately, you are not alone. There are hurting people all over the world, in our communities and families, because of living under the influence of the lies of Satan. Christians have the answer, and the truth is found in Jesus. We are the light of the world, and we of all people should be able to demonstrate the perfect love of God to others. Satan and his evil assignments cannot prevail when God's people live according to the Holy Bible. In Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior if we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. If you are interested in being a godly example of Jesus Christ and growing in faith, growing in love, growing in joy, growing in peace, growing in patience, growing in kindness, growing in goodness, growing in faithfulness, growing in gentleness, and growing in self-control, please join me every Wednesday morning to study the fruit of the born-again spirit. I began this teaching on August 25th, 2021. So if you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching or would like to re-listen to the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will be quoting from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We were examining the fruit of the born-again spirit of man as listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, when I ran out of time. Let's complete our examination of the fourth fruit of our born-again spirit, which is patience. I will reread my definition from the New Webster Dictionary and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. Patience means bearing pain or trial without complaining, sustaining afflictions with fortitude, calmness or submission, waiting with calmness, not hasty, long-suffering, preserving calmly, diligent, able to bear. Keep in mind that fruit requires growth and development. The fruit of our born-again spirit must be nurtured with God's word and given time to develop by using that particular fruit in our everyday living. The more we use love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the greater that attribute or character of God will grow in us. And we know from God's word that these attributes bring life more abundantly and not death. As a reminder, these fruits are deposited into our spirit at the time of salvation in Jesus. As Christians, our life's guidebook is the Holy Bible. Therefore, to define what is right or wrong on any topic, the act must be in accordance with God's word, not what society says is right or wrong. Because we know that Satan is running this corrupt world system, and he has deceived the world to be his tools of destruction. Therefore, Christians must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and not this corrupt world system. I will be reading from the New King James Bible for the following passages. Please turn to the Book of Wisdom, Proverbs 14, verse 29. Proverbs 14, 29 says, "Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly." Again, patient has great understanding. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 8. Ecclesiastes 7, 8 says, "The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride." Patience is better than pride. Let's continue in the book of Romans. Romans 5, we're going to read verses 3 through 5. Again, Romans 5, 3 through 5 says, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Now, another translation for the word perseverance is patience. I want to emphasize verse number 3, last part says, "Suffering produces perseverance or patience." Whenever we are going through any situation, any trouble, any challenge, when we stand on that word with patience and perseverance, we will be victorious in Jesus. So don't allow the challenges of life to get you off course. Look to the word, the promises of God, for every answer. Amen. All right, let's turn to the book of Ephesians. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. This time, I will be reading out of the Amplified Study Bible. Ephesians 4, verses 1 and 2 say, "So I, the prisoner of the Lord, appeal to you to live a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, that is, to live a life that exhibits godly character, moral courage, personal integrity, and mature behavior, a life that expresses gratitude to God for your salvation, with all humility, forsaking self-righteousness and gentleness, maintaining self-control with patience, bearing with one another in unselfish love. I want to read the last part of verse number 2 for emphasis. It says that we should operate with patience, bearing with one another in unselfish love. Family, when we live out these words every day in our Christian walk, we will be drawing the people to Christ, and the sinner will be saved. Amen. Now let's go to the book of Colossians. We're going to read Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. I will be reading out of the New King James Bible. Verse number 10 says, "So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience." Verse 12, "And giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light." Family, this passage here has so many wonderful truths and promises that I want to just highlight in each verse, those key words that should give us courage and fortitude to look to the Word every day. So in verse number 10, the last part of that verse says, "Bearing fruit in every good work." That's our responsibility. Growing in the knowledge of God, that's our responsibility. In verse number 11, it says, the last part of that verse says, "May have great endurance and patience." When we apply the Word of God, we will have great endurance and patience because we're standing on the truth, the Word of God that does not come back to the Father void. Verse number 12, in the middle of that verse, it says, "Qualified you to share in the inheritance." God has qualified each and every one of us Christians to share in the inheritance. And that inheritance is listed in the Holy Bible, founded on the blood and life of Jesus Christ. Family, that's something to shout about, to be thankful about, because in Jesus, we got the victory, no exceptions. Now let's turn to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to just read one verse, verse 36. Hebrews 10:36 says, "You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised." Persevere. We must continue in the Word. We can't just do it on Mondays or Sundays. We have to do it every day of the week. And when we do, we will keep Satan under our feet. Amen. In summary, I like to say the following. In today's society, patience is not a popular word or practice. People are looking for quick answers and quicker results. Most people are not looking to develop godly character or pursue unselfish love. In their evil thinking, they want to satisfy their flesh and satisfy it immediately. However, as Christians, followers of Christ, we know that our living God is patient and kind, and it was His patience with us that brought us to salvation in Jesus. Listener, God is not telling you to be a doormat for people to misuse. What He is saying is that His godly patience and endurance that is grounded in His holy word will cause us to grow as Christians. A mature Christian is one who has victory over all the challenges of life and not a victim of the destroyer. Satan, his demons, and evil assignments cannot prevail when we choose to live and mature according to the Holy Bible. Live and mature according to the Holy Bible. Amen. Let's examine the fifth fruit of our born-again spirit, which is kindness. I will read my definition from the New Webster's Dictionary and be quoting from the NIV Bible for the following biblical passages. Kindness means of a good nature or disposition, as a kind master, a kind heart, proceeding from a good nurtured readiness to benefit or please others, as kind actions, kind words, beneficial, helpful, friendly, or cordial, as my kind regards, pleasant, agreeable, or favorable, as the kind wind. Let's go to scriptures, starting with the book of Psalm. Psalm 112, verse 5. Again, Psalm 112, verse 5 says, good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Good will come to us, Christian, when we are generous and kind to others. Let's continue in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 31, verse 26 says, she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She speaks with wisdom. Now, for those who have studied on wisdom, know that the wisdom of God is the perfect answer to every situation. So when we speak the truth to others with love and kindness, it will draw them to Christ. Let's continue in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6, verses 30 through 36. Jesus is speaking. Luke 6, 30 says, give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. Verse 35, but love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Verse 36, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Family, this is a high calling, and this is required of each and every Christian, to be kind, to be merciful, and to do good to all people, even those who have not done good to us. And when we do, we will be those godly examples that God needs in this earth realm to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, not just by words, but by our actions. All right, family, let's go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to read one verse, verse 32. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. This is how we can be kind and compassionate to others, knowing that that same kindness and compassion was extended to us when we were yet sinners. God brought us out of that darkness into his marvelous light. And as a result, we are his children living on a covenant that has better promises and all that is good for life. So we want that for everyone, family. We want that kind of good life for every individual, every man, every woman, every child. All right, let's go to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, we're going to read verses 12 and 13. Romans 12, 12 and 13 says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality." Again, family, we're talking about being patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, and sharing with the Lord's people who are in need. When we practice these kinds of kindness, we will be victorious over Satan, his evil cohorts, and evil assignments. Let's continue with the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. We're going to read verses 4 and 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 through 7 say, "Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love." Verse number 7. "In truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left." Oh, family, these are wonderful words to live by. And I, for emphasis, I want to reread verse number 6. These are our marching orders. This is the kind of life that God wants us to live in this earth realm. Again, in purity, understanding, patience, kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love. This is how we can live out a life of purity, understanding, patience, and kindness when we allow the Holy Spirit to direct our actions. And then when we do it in a sincere love that's founded in the Word of God, a sincere love that's founded in our salvation in Jesus, who loved us so much that he, perfect, died on that cross on behalf of each and every one of us. So I say again, we must choose to live out our life in kindness. All right, let's go to the book of Colossians. Colossians 3, we're going to read verses 12 through 14. Verse 12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Oh boy, this is great, family, because not only are we required or commanded to operate in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, but we are also required to forgive. And all of it can be done in the name of Jesus, because we have the greater one in us. And it is the love of Jesus that surpasses all understanding, that gives us the ability to live out our lives just like Jesus did, teaching, preaching, and healing the sick with love and compassion. And if we say we're his disciples, we can do the same. Amen and amen. All right, let's read our last scripture for this virtue. this wonderful fruit of the Spirit, and that's found in 1 John chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. 1 John 3:23 and 24 say, "And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us." Verse 24, "The one who keeps God's commands lives in him, and he lives in us. We know it by the Holy Spirit he gave us." All right, so we are able to do so because of the Holy Spirit that is living within us. To summarize, acts of kindness toward others keeps the peace in any situation and brings unity in our families, communities, and the world. It is those kind words and gestures that uplift the hearts of men and demonstrate the love of Jesus to others. Christians, if we are serious about drawing the sinner to Christ and building the body of Christ, we must make every effort to show kindness in all we do. Oh, family, I'm out of time. Please come back next week as we continue with our study, The Fruit of the Born Again Spirit. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.